Blog Talk Radio.
My goodness, am I on? Am I on?
That's right.
This is Fernando. Welcome to my show. The Fernando Poniente Show is 9 o'clock here in Romea. The middle is still, I'm still at straight from North Chicago. Welcome to my show. What are we going to talk about today? Oh, so much thing happened over the weekend. How was your weekend, by the way? Just asking you guys. You guys want to talk about your weekend experience? If you experience anything like that you want to share with me, feel free to call in 347-884-8125. That is the number that you are going to call to, to be online. Or you can join me in a chat room. Join me in a chat room if I can get it up. However, I don't know. Good luck with that. But anyway, saying that because of the Kanye West. Oh my goodness, what a nerve. Remember, I know he's all like, what do you call that? He's all, I don't know what you want to call him. I can't make something out of him. But it's been, he's officially he was put in the Jackass Hall of Fame. And that was actually secure now, is what they say, remember that, infamous George Bush doesn't care about black people stuff, when he talked about that one time, about Katrina and all that? Yeah, well, he was put on the, Jackass Hall of Fame back then, but actually right now it's kind of putting that nail in the coffin. I don't know if you heard this, but yeah, when he went to, he was on the MTV Music Award, I believe. I don't watch that, but I just, watched that on the news, and I was kind of, I was appalled. I'm like, wow, that is just the rudest thing, not ever, but rudest thing that can a male performers can do. Especially going up and down in MTV, he's just like dying for, he's dying for attention, I guess. And that was not the first time, with the black people doesn't, George Bush doesn't care about black people, but anyway, he did that, and that happened, I think a couple of years ago when he did the, he was on MTV Europe Awards, he did the same thing, kind of rushing to the stage. It's like one of those things that he does. But I kept telling myself that I'm not gonna, shine any light on that and talk about it or anything like that because of, it's foolishness. I want to talk about it. Let's get Winston's on the from the other line. Winston, are you there?
Yes. How you doing?
Yeah. Hey. Pretty good, man. Been busy. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Like Thursday.
Yeah.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Can you hear me?
Huh?
Can you hear me, guy?
Yeah, I can hear you good, man.
Can you hear me?
Like, I can hear you. You sound like you're.
Okay.
Right,
I turned the volume up a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay. I turned the
can
volume up
now?
A little bit.
Can you hear me?
Okay. Oh, yeah, I hear you. I hear you. I'm just making sure you can hear me. I got a studio mic plugged in. Yeah, I got a studio mic plugged in to Skype and on the Click to Talk, and I was wondering, messing with the mixer boy here.
Right. So how was your weekend, man? That's the first question here.
I attended a funeral Saturday.
Oh, that is
so
good.
Yeah. Yeah, my great uncle passed away of cancer. For 30 years, his cancer. Rural respected man in Ellisville, Mississippi.
I'm sorry to hear that.
It's I'm not at funerals. I'm really not emotional. You know, I'm not really that emotional at funerals. But I mean, I will. You know, it's something I will. You know, but he was that kind of guy that, you know, that fishing type of guy. That
Right.
So, you know, but that it was well. My weekend was good.
All right, good. Glad to hear that. But really, what I covered in this was the, you know, you heard that about Kanye West.
The
Taylor Swift.
It's on right now.
Listen to that. You know, he's just he grabbed me. He was like, you know, sorry for interrupting you, but you got a chance. But Beyonce is actually has the greatest video ever, and even Beyonce, I was like, you know, wow, that was, you know, she was appalled. But you know, the best thing, I mean, actually, what I like about that is Beyonce, you know, trying to, you know, kind of made up with apologize for it on behalf of, you know, of Kanye's doozy bag. Anyway. You know, and also what happened there was, you know, she kind of gave Taylor Swift the, you know, the chance to talk and, you know, to sing, or I don't know what they did, but anyway, I think that's very nice of her. And that's, you know, that's professionalism right there, you know.
It is, you know. Mm-hmm.
Do you think Kanye West, you know, do you think that's just a publicity stunt on his behalf, on his side there, you know, so he can get a front page? Yeah, do you think so? I don't know about you remember that, but, you know, the year of, you know, Katrina, what happened, you know, like in New Orleans and all that, when he said that, you know, Bush does not care about black people.
Yes.
I mean, that wasn't, Michael Myers was there. if you go to YouTube, if you go to YouTube, you should be able to pull it out, you know, the whole thing.
Yeah.
And look at the, you know, pay attention to Michael Myers, you know, face expression.
Oh my
goodness.
You know
how he does that. You know how he does that.
Oh yeah.
I thought it was
groovy, baby.
Yeah. What did he say? You know, like that. They cut it off. They kind of cut it, but you know, again, the, you know, it was always said, and So I don't know, man. So anyway, speaking of Jack, I don't like using the word jackasses, but you know, I'm gonna use it just for this show.
Yeah.
So, you know, you'll never hear me say that again, okay? If you hear me say that again, charge me $5. speaking of jackasses.
Oh, wow.
Hey, talk about Acorn. What's going on with Acorn, man? What's the, you know, they're suing back. They're actually suing. Acorn is threatening to sue the couple. They're not a couple, but you know that.
About what?
Those people. I don't know. I mean, that's what I'm trying to. They're trying to figure out. They say they're going to a counter sue, or not counter sue, but just threatening to sue. They have not filed yet or anything like that. You know. But did you get a chance to see the videos on that?
I have not. I looked it up on YouTube back quick.
Right.
I haven't looked at it yet. I've been hearing talk shows about Acorn this and Acorn that, and I got a pretty good idea of what's going on, but I haven't seen the videos of it.
You know, here's my take on that, though. I mean, you know, it seems like, okay, there's always, like, you know, bad apple in the bunch. You know that saying, there's always, you know, bad apples in the basket, or whatever you want to say that. I don't know how you say it.
Yeah.
But not just two people. I think they call it the other, you know, other people also, other departments, like in D.C. and in other states, and there's one in the, I think it's Georgia or somewhere on there. But actually, one lady, the girl that was involved in that, a 20-year-old college student, I don't remember her name, but anyway, she was asked questions regarding, you know, if they, they have more, you know, videos, you know, similar to that, to those footage.
Yeah.
And she, you know, she didn't make comments on that. She was just like, well, you know, if I'm, you know, if I'm an acorn, you know, I should be scared. And I'm like, wow. Yeah. So there's a lot of stuff going on there. I think they're being, what do you call it? And that's what they said. Investigated. And it should have been investigated a long time ago. Remember that? I mean, who's gonna? Who's their lawyer? The representative a long time ago?
No, I don't. I gotta figure it out though.
Barack Obama.
A little googling here and there. But what?
Yeah, Barack Obama was their lawyer. What?
Oh my goodness! Was this before he was in Illinois senator or? Is that before,
you know,
after?
I believe this is before. I mean, don't quote me on that. I don't know if this is before or after. I mean, if he was a senator, I don't think he would be able to do that. But I think that was before that.
Wow.
Anyway, that's besides the point, you know. I read on that, and I'm like, wow, you know.
Yeah.
But anyway, you know, let's, you know, I'm always giving, you know, everything benefit of the doubt. You know what I mean? I'm just, let's say,
yeah,
you know, there's people's probably breaking the law. I mean, teaching people on how to, you know, how to evade tax, and teaching them how to, like, you know, set up their own brothel and you know, how to run a prostitution ring. It's pretty, you know. It's pretty harsh. I mean, they should be not just terminated, because I know they got fired, you know, for doing that, and I think they should be fined in some way, you know. I mean, they should be prosecuted.
They should be. I mean, for them to come out now to do this,
right.
You know, and it's kind of speculation now that we're to say, well, Barack Obama is president now, and why they come out now with this? This kind of goes along with, you know, he's the president of the United States, he can do what he wants to, you know? So,
yeah, right.
You know, you gotta think about that, too. It's kind of, you know, strange it would come out right now. You know?
Mm-hmm. You got the, hey, let's talk sports, man. Hey, Packers.
Wonderful.
I was celebrating all by myself, man. It was just, I'm here in the Bears' den. You know, I'm here in North Chicago.
Yeah.
And,
yeah, I mean.
So I brought.
Oh, my.
So I wore my, what do you call it, AJ Hawks jersey. Was number 15, all that stuff.
Yeah.
And, my brother-in-law was saying, you better not walking around like that on the street, man. I'm like, so what? I can walk around like that.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah. So anyway.
My.
What do you. I mean, it must be nice to have, you know, Packers did a good thing, because one of the things that one of the key point there was having a two quarterbacks, you know. it's a joke.
Mm.
But anyway, the Jay Cutler and what's the other one? Rodgers.
Yeah, Rodgers.
Yeah, Jay Cutler is actually through, plays for the Bears, and, and what do you call it? He threw, I don't know, 5 or 6 interceptions or something like that.
Something like that.
But yeah, it's
wow,
weird, man. And a plus now, Brian Urlacher. He's gone for the season because of the wrist injury.
Yeah, wow. I mean, you know, from a standpoint, you know, the Packers. You know, I mean, let me ask you this. How many championships they've won? I'm not saying anything about it. I'm just asking you for me. Like, how many championships they've won?
Are you referring to the Packers?
Yeah.
How
many have they won?
One.
In, like...
No. They've won, not one. Because I'm just thinking about, like, Brett Favre, you know. I have to go back and take a look. I don't know. I'm not really sure. I think... Because Vince Lombardi and all that, you know.
I think. I know that coach is legendary. So I don't know. I mean, maybe like 3, maybe 4.
Something like that. I know it was up there. I know they were you know, huge back then, back in the day. So who do you have? What do you call it? Who do you think besides the Tennessee? Wait a minute. You guys don't have football team, do you? Well, yeah, I don't. Mississippi? No, you don't, right? Right. So who you want for to win the Super Bowl? Who do you think is going to win the Super Bowl? Huh?
I can't hear you, but I think you might hear me.
No, I can hear you. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you.
Can you hear me, Winston? Huh?
There we go.
All right. So, who do you think?
My headset's messing up on me.
What's your team? Super Bowl 2010. Who's your team?
More than likely, everybody's going with the
Giants?
Which Eagles? Yeah.
Who?
The Giants.
The Giants.
I mean, ooh. I really didn't think from the standpoint that they were going to be this good this year, you know. But after I'm watching ESPN, they're saying, you know, the predictions, and they're pretty accurate on ESPN. But, you know,
I'm
thinking, you know, they're not my favorite team. Mm-hmm. Fans, my favorite team, but from a non-biased standpoint, you know, the Giants are gonna win.
Right. Hey, let's talk about Patrick Swayze, huh? Rest in peace.
Oh yeah. Patrick.
Name
man.
Besides the movie Ghost, what?
Dirty
what's
Dance.
Your favorite? Okay, that's the second favorite. So do you like Dirty? What's that, Dirty Dancing?
Yeah, I thought you were talking about the movies. There's another one where he's down with. Yeah, there's another movie he plays in called, it's about a truck driver. He's been a truck driver, and he's being held against his will to, like, deliver some kind of money. And I can't remember, like, Black Dollar, it was?
No, against his will or against his wheel?
Against his will. Like, against his will. My tongue is spelled up. My tongue is... Yeah. So I'm, you know, pronouncing words wrong. You know, yeah, duh, duh. So,
That's all right. I'm guilty myself.
Okay.
So, Dirty Dancing, that's what you... I mean, he's only 57. But he has a cancer, though. He had cancer. So, cancer, I believe. Do you think he lived a good life? Do you think he's saved, you know?
Yeah. I think he could have.
I mean, I'm not judging, you know. I mean, I'm not like, you know, saying it's going to, you know, have it in hell or anything.
Yeah.
I'm just saying it's, if you look. I mean, he ain't no, what do you call that, Charlie Sheen or anything.
Yeah, no, you know.
Yeah.
But he was a pretty good actor. I mean, you know, he did a lot of good movies that everybody liked.
Yeah. Yeah, and he kept it late, you know, like low profile over the years, you know.
Yeah.
Unlike what do you call that, Hasselhoff, you know. What's
his
name?
Wow.
I'm not really good at names. So, but anyway, what do you? Two? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah. I'm hearing you.
All right. So,
Wait, is that thing muting by itself?
Right, I can hear you. Well, rumor has it that Taylor Swift actually cried during that incident in the backstage.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. That's right. She bawled her eyes out. I would be too. You know, she was like, she was on the...
Tears in my guitar.
She was like, she said, according to her quote, "I got excited when I saw Kanye West." And after, you know, after he talked and he said what he had to say, and she said, "Oh, I'm not no more." So I don't know.
I mean, especially...
Yeah.
How many people were watching that? You know, I would
know.
Be embarrassed myself.
Minus me, I don't know, maybe a whole there. Kanye West again. I think, you know, I think he's in jail, or he's gonna be in a jail in a show tonight. You know, one of the guests. So
yeah.
I think it's, you know, what he did, it's all, like, publicity stunt, you know.
They don't care.
Yeah, exactly. They
don't
care.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Hey, do you watch America's Got Talent?
A little here and there.
Here and there?
Yeah.
I watched about half of it, and, you know, and then I'm done. What's your next show, man? What's your next show? You know what I'm going to do? What do you call it? Cam Pettigrew. I'll be wanting to listen to his show, but, you know, hopefully in a couple of weeks, everything will settle down, and I should be able to see.
When's your next show? It's going to be Wednesday or
Friday? I'm thinking about Wednesday. I'm going to stick with my schedule, you know.
Okay.
Monday, Wednesday,
30-minute
sale? Friday. I'm sorry?
Is it going to be 30 minutes still, or is it going to be hours?
Right now it's just 30 minutes because of, you know, limited resource that I have. And it's not a very fast, you know, connection.
Internet.
And I'm afraid... Dial up? Huh? No, it's not that.
Dial up?
No, it's really. I think it's just the computer and the cable itself, you know, having a problem with it. But
yeah.
Dial-up, who has dial-up nowadays?
I know some people that do. I have high-speed DSL.
I feel dial-up went extinct already. I don't know.
Yeah, wow, yeah. Mm. How many minutes do we have?
I don't know. We got about let me see. We got about 5 minutes. What you got, man?
Oh, well, I'm breaking this point up. How about the Republican Joe? You hear about this guy? You lied. You know, President Obama.
During Obama's speech again, you know, it's not like, I'm against of like heckling and you know, I mean, the president's talking, you know what I mean? Let him speak. If you have something to say, you know what you can do. You can veto someone, you vote someone that, you know, or, you know, write him a letter or something like that. Don't harass him, you know what I mean? I disagree with that. I don't know. What do you think about that?
Well, from a standpoint, I agree, and then another point.
Right. I lost you there.
Was rude to do that, and it was disrespectful.
Right.
I think it's about time for us to start doing this, because we can't write them a letter and they're going to take this seriously. When we start interrupting them when they're talking, that's when they start listening. People are yelling, you see? So, for example, we're not going to sit right here and say, let me write you a letter, President. Dear Mr. President, I want you to...
You're cutting off, man.
You need to go up there, you know. That's my point on that.
Right, that's a good point, man. That's a good point. I don't know. I mean, it's not like I like the President Obama's, you know, healthcare reform or anything like that. The whole thing was kind of political, you know, stunt for his political gain. I think, he did apologize though. You know what I mean? But I don't buy it. I don't buy it. I just think, I don't know. I'm just saying that. I don't like it. Yeah, you made a good point about scream or you know, just if he listens rather than emailing him or sending a letter.
Yeah. Yeah, Mr. President.
Right. In the same time, I'm against that. You know, I'm against yelling and heckling.
Yeah.
It's unprofessional, especially in that kind of setting. You know what I mean? If you're outside, and doing your holding a rally or protesting, yeah, you can scream all you want. But it's just there in a town hall meeting. That's different because everyone's getting thrown there. But again, it has to be some kind of control. You know, because otherwise they're just going to go yelling back and forth. Nothing's going to get done. Nothing is going to get done when you do that. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
So did, have you been to, Cam Pettigrew's, not Ben, but have you been listening to him?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what did he have to talk about recently? What kind of topic?
A lot of stuff. He's doing live now. He's live now on newsnet.com and videos. You can see him live at a studio. And he's been talking about basically the same thing, what, you know, ticks him off, you know. But he may have a little beep here and there, but you know, I think you know what I mean if you listen to him before. Yeah, sometimes sometimes when I come in there, he tries to calm it down. You know, elf this and elf that. That's what he says. You know, just go ahead with it.
He's talking about
credit card. You know, all that stuff. You know,
right.
So it's a really good show.
So anyway, here's what I'm gonna do with my show, like in a future thing. Wednesday actually is going to be, a music Wednesday. You know, that's what I'm gonna bring
in,
like maybe like bands and performers and all that. Just on Wednesday. And Friday, I think I'm gonna do like politics on Friday.
That'd be great. Get him on the show.
Friday.
Yeah, get him on the show.
Friday.
Oh yeah.
I would see how they're gonna click. Yeah, oh boy. But do you have a date set up? Cause I got about like maybe 60 seconds here. So what's your next show?
That will be Thursday at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, and that is up for change. I will send everybody being on Facebook. If you're listening, jab me to Facebook, and I'll send you an update on what time. But it's supposed to be Thursday at 9 p.m.
Central Standard Time. You doing 2 hours on Thursday?
Maybe.
Maybe, okay.
It depends.
I know that last, the 11th, September 11th, you know, you did that. I know that you did 2 hours on that, correct?
Yes, I did.
Right.
I did 2 hours on that because we had a lot to talk about.
Right. I haven't get a chance to do this. I'm gonna probably later on this. I don't know if it's gonna be done, but I'll listen to that as soon as possible. So we can maybe talk about that next time. So, this is Fernando on the Fernando Ponian Show. Thanks for Winston Spitz for Spit. Did I say Spitz? Winston Pitts for stopping
by. Yeah, Pinto.
Yeah, Pinto.
Wow.
Whatever happened to that guy? Anyway. check him out on blogtalkradio.com/Winston Pitts. blogtalkradio.com/Winston Pitts. Or you can follow him on Facebook or Twitter. You still have Twitter, correct?
Oh, yeah.
All right. And I am off for now. This show is brought to you by the ShoppingSuperHighway.com. ShoppingSuperHighway.com. Check it out. Bye-bye now. See you later.
Goodbye, everybody.